A few months ago, the city of Seattle launched a search for the next big commuter tool. The idea was to hack the commute and make a real difference in the lives of people who need to move around our region. Last night, they picked a winning project. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph was there.
Hackcessible, congratulations, you were the winner.
The winning project is an app for a group of people who are often forgotten, people in wheelchairs. It checks the terrain around a bus stop for hills and accessible curbs. It allows users to report obstacles, and it can be used with the mother of all Seattle transit apps, One Bus Away. Brian DePlace is a manager at Seattle's Department of Transportation. He says Hackcessible can even warn users about obstacles from construction.
So it really starts to give people that actionable information about how to get from point A to point B.
Two other projects went to the finalist round. Slug connects drivers with colleagues so they can share the commute and score the HOV lane. WorkOrbit uses traffic data to show people where to live so they can get to work their way. These projects can still go ahead, but the winners got a Kindle and a lot of free cloud computing. Allie DeFord is on the Hackcessible team. She says the real prize is
recognition and support from people in the city, and that's really how this takes off.
The hackers couldn't fix Seattle's highways or give everyone wings, but they all gave people information using data sitting in private and public hands. Deputy Mayor Kate Jonkus.
Citizens getting organized, using open data to make our community better. I just love that.
And as long as there's data, it can happen again. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.